I would just say he's probably living off the government. I wouldn't call him a certain name.
Did you ever hear the word payroller?
No.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call, not specific names, but those big stores where you go to do your grocery shopping?
Supermarkets.
All right. How about a smaller store that might just cater to one neighborhood?
Grocery store.
Okay. And then how about a store that sells specialty meats and salads and might have a little restaurant attached?
Probably. The only thing I can think of that I would call it would be a deli, but we don't have delis in Orlando that we go to, really.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get the term deli, then?
From here, from school.
Mm-hmm.
From up north, too.
Would you ever use the longer word that that's part of?
No. Deli.
Okay. What are some kinds of things that people have in the kitchen, electric things, that they might use to heat food when they don't want to use the stove?
Microwave oven.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oven toaster.
Yeah.
Just probably a toaster. I don't know why they would.
What about to fry something in?
Just a fry pan. They would use the top of the stove.
Well, if they had an electric thing that they plugged in.
Oh, electric fry pan.
All right. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call anything a skillet?
Yeah.
What's a skillet?
The things that you cook, like scrambled eggs and ham.
How does that differ from a fry pan?
It's not. It's the same thing.
Okay, and what is that other word?
Skillet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a skillet or a fry pan that had legs on it so that it could be used for cooking in a fireplace?
Yes.
What would you call that?
I didn't know the name of it. I would just call it, it was probably a skillet or a fry pan.
Mm-hmm. Where did you see that?
Up in North Carolina.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever see a big black thing that might be out in the backyard to boil water to wash clothes in?
Kettle.
All right, is that the same place, North Carolina, too?
No, yeah, same place, not the same place. So.
Mm-hmm. But the same state?
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Let's get out of the kitchen now for a moment. Well, we're talking about washing the clothes. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundromat.
Okay. And you might say, or women might have said years ago, on Monday I have to go and do the...
wash.
All right, and then after you wash the clothes to get the wrinkles out, you do the...
ironing.
All right, uh-huh. And what do you call the place that does the washing and the ironing for you?
Dry cleaners.
Or if it's not a dry cleaners, it just washes.
Just washes.
It's a wet cleaners, in other words.
Huh.
How do I do the sheets?
The cleaners.
Mm-hmm. You would never say that just the laundry, then? You wouldn't call a place the laundry?
No.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay. Then what do you call the thing that you might put the dirty clothes in?
I saw the tip of my tongue. The waste hamper.
Pardon?
The clothes hamper.
Okay, does it have a lid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the thing that you might carry the clothes out to hang them on the line?
Laundry basket.
Mm-hmm. Fine. And what would you call something that you sweep with?
Broom.
And if the broom were in the corner and the door were open so that it were hiding the broom, you'd say the broom is where in relation to the door?
Behind.
Do the whole phrase.
The broom is behind the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about the electric thing that you clean with?
The vacuum.
What's the thing that you change in the vacuum that catches the dirt?